nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. So. We're gonna have a theme month. Yeah. And that'll be fun.
Beer is another drink.
Yeah, I guess we'll just get started and write it.
Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popbean Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then you hopefully know my name is Josh. I am the co-host. I'm a hashtag recovering bartender, hashtag pop up. That is one of the many hosts of this show, Popbean Bottles. Now, I can't do this alone. Nay, I choose not to do this alone. Because with me, by my side, right next to me digitally... where there was only one set of footprints is my co-host, the wonderful.
Hey, it's me, Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag wash your hands.
That's right, Bobby. How you doing?
Keep doing that. I'm okay, buddy. How are you?
Good. You wash your hands? When's the last time you washed your hands?
A mere 5 minutes ago.
Same.
Because I had to use the restroom, and you should always wash your hands after using the restroom.
That's right. I was in the bathroom. I washed my hands, then I brushed my teeth, and then I got ready to do this podcast where we'll drink beer. So that'll be a good flavor at the beginning.
Yeah, I think so.
Bobby, I feel like I haven't seen you except twice in the last 2 days.
And I miss it every moment. I cherish the moments together. It's not like we had to go on a run to get 6 different tall boys of different flavors.
Oh, Bobby, that's another episode.
I know, but it's a spoiler.
You did spoil it, but we'll get to it. How have you been?
Otherwise, I'm okay. I was back in my home state of Michigan just recently.
Uh-huh.
It was nice to get away.
Did you liberate it?
No, I said, everyone who's doing that is a fool. please listen to doctors and scientists. And put your bazookas away when you go to a Subway. Also, why are you going to a Subway? There's no need for that.
Yeah. When Quiznos or Jersey Mike's exist.
Yeah. Go there, please.
Does Quiznos exist? I like them.
I did too.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only one I knew of in Chicago is now gone.
Yeah. The one by Second City?
No. The one off of like Irving Park and Broadway.
Oh. There was one by Second City that was just like south of it.
Really?
Yeah. On Wells. Wells in... I don't know, some street.
Okay.
Same street that Jewel is on, maybe? Welcome back to Talking Maps. Bobby, you touched on it briefly, but I'll wait to announce what the official Popping Bottle summer theme is, where we might have a whole month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months of branded content. But, Bobby, you might know this as well. Each episode, we have a guest that brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose it.
Yes. Occasionally, we do a different episode. Is this episode any different?
This episode is only different because it's better than all of our other episodes.
Oh, thank God.
Because we have a wonderful guest by the name of...
Oh, I'm supposed to say my name?
I forgot it, so please help me out.
Oh, okay. I'm Jesse Stegner.
Yay! Jesse, welcome, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
I love being in this Zoom room. This is really great. I've been in a lot of Zoom calls, but this one is one of them.
If there was a Zoom cake, we could take it.
Ooh.
This always bothers me. What is the arrangement in your Zoom room? Where are we? So there's two on the top and one on the bottom for me.
Yep.
So where
I am
are you
on the top. I mean, this... This lines up with, I couldn't think of anything funny. me and Rob are on top. Josh, you're on the bottom.
Same with mine. Jesse and I are on top. Josh, you're the bottom.
I'm not the base of my pyramid. Bobby is.
Oh.
And Jesse's top left if you're not stage left, audience left.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm right. Mm-hmm. So there's that mystery. It always bothers me. So Jesse...
Please, yes.
Talented performer. You've been performing on Zoom, correct?
Yeah. Oh, have I?
So me and Bobby have as well, and one of my bits is to point to the person that I'm talking to, and then I realize that doesn't work because everybody is in a different position on everybody else's machine.
It's really confusing.
Yeah, I've been doing a kid's show through Second City Hollywood, and... I was in the very first show, and during rehearsal, I did the same thing. I like did some bit where I like did that, and our stage manager was like, "Yeah," and our stage manager was like, "You can't do that. No, but you're not. No, you're totally different than everyone else."
Yeah, nobody told me.
Oh, I thought I was being pretty clever, I guess.
They should all be locked,
and that's what matters. You got to point out,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you're pointing right to the screen. That's nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Feel like in a 4D movie. Jesse, you've come to us via Zoom in a very special, special episode. Cue the piano music. A very special popping bottles.
Rob.
Okay.
Get the piano, please. I was told there would be piano music.
Yeah, he's got one behind him.
I do.
Because it, not only are we doing a wonderful episode with another LA guest, somebody we couldn't get normally because of time and space, but because of the way we've arranged things, everybody's at home now and everybody's gettable. But because of that, we are officially, this is the first episode in hashtag Tall Boy Summer. I need a tall boy. Exclamation points, noises, people pointing on Zoom, making emphasis that can't be read on radio. Up and side and down and point. This is like a terrible workout video. Office to Zoom workouts. So, Jesse, because it's Tall Boy Summer, what beverage have you chosen to talk with us today about?
I have so many beverages on this table right now. It's important to stay hydrated. It's Tall Boy Summer. So I also have a glass of water. That's not what I picked, but I'm just saying you should pair it with a water always. Good for your skin. I have with me a Tall Boy Miller Lite.
Oh, this could be an ad for Miller Lite because we're all on Zoom. Drinking and laughing. So let's just dig right in. We'll pop these tops.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that smell. It smells like Miller Lite. We'll drink it. We'll talk about what it tastes. As in all tasting, you're not wrong. What you taste is what you taste. Oh man.
I should be drinking this at like a ballpark or on a.
The smell hits me first.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a smell, and there's not really a taste. This is just beer.
Yep.
It smells like my 20s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I always, whenever I drink Miller Lite, there's a moment where I think about that table at a college party that has just like that thin layer of Miller Lite on it.
Yeah.
Because so many games of beer pong have been played already that by the time you've gotten there, it's sort of like this tablecloth of foam. And something about that is actually very soothing to me. I don't know why. But I think that every time I smell it, I'm like, ooh, is there a just wooden shitty table somewhere that I should be flipping cups off of? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes me think of like the half empty keg that you just wander into a party and you're like, well, I should be to the keg, but I just want a glass, just a glass.
it smells kind of sweet, so it hits me. It's very cold, which I like.
Yeah,
you get a little bubble from the carbonation, then it's like a real sweet middle taste, but not like overly sweet. I think I can't remember if Bud Light tastes more like corn, a sweetness. This has a more like lighter sweetness, like a gentle sweetness, and then it just finishes real beery, but again, not heavy. Like it's just. Refresh.
Well, because it's Miller Lite, Josh. And the touch.
I do like kind of how you said it. I do like how you can kind of taste the foam. Like even though foam doesn't necessarily have a taste, like with Miller Lite, you always can.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also just like that it's kind of bland. I just like because you can just drink so much of it.
Yeah.
It's easy to drink. It's drinkable.
Easy to drink.
And even if it gets like a little flat or maybe a little warm, you don't care because it still goes down nice and smooth.
Yeah, I do like what you said about right when you crack it, like fresh out of the fridge, and it's like it's a little crisp, not like high class beer crisp, but
it's high class beer crisp.
I'm in for a treat, you know.
It makes me think of Friar Tucks. You guys remember Friar Tucks?
They do.
Yeah. Is it closed?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Everything's closed
yeah.
right now. But.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. Right now, yes.
It's still there.
By the other day, yeah.
If you've never been, Fire Tux is a it's like one step above a dive bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that it's older than a dive bar. And I remember on Monday they would have karaoke and fun hat Mondays. And we'd all wear fun hats out of a big thing. They'd pull all these hats and everybody would share them as if lice never existed.
Oh, that's
You didn't bring your own hat. You just took a hat from
Had hats you could wear.
Oh.
What hat did you wear?
I don't remember.
I remember at Friar Tux, if it's your birthday, I want to say, you can do a shot out of an inflatable sheep.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
And the sheep would sit on the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it wasn't great.
That's great.
Yeah. Also, Josh, is there a dog sleeping behind you?
Yeah, can you hear her snoring?
Yes, I can.
It's Daisy. She's sleeping. Let me see if you guys can see her. She's got a hurt paw. She's got a hitch in her giddy up. We don't she was kind of like not putting all of her weight on it. Going to the vet in a couple days, but they were like, is it not bleeding? She's not in pain. She's okay, but you know, for now, but she was just kind of gimping that back paw. So,
oh no, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was a crazy morning. Cause I love her.
That just happened this morning.
It happened late last night, but we didn't really notice it until the morning. We're like, oh, maybe she'll sleep it off, but it was still back this morning. So, well, be quiet, Daisy. Be quiet. Good girl. Well, Jesse, before we get into your history of with Miller Lite, let's get into the history of Miller Lite, but hashtag Tallboy Summer style. Now, if you're an avid listener of the show, where have you been? You like us, subscribe to us, 5 stars. We've done Miller Lite before. So you probably know the history that in 1967, Joseph, a biochemist, made a diet soda for Rheingold's Brewery in New York. The recipe was shared with Peter Hand's Brewery in 1891. But because they went out of business, they sold that light beer formula to the Miller Brewing Company in 1972. Now, we all know that. That's old news.
Old news.
That became Miller Lite. But did you know the history of beer in cans?
What?
Ooh,
let's find that
beer
out.
Beer in Tallboy cans.
Tallboys, essentially.
Tallboy summer.
Hashtag Tallboy summer. Tall so, I'm in. I should be talking, but I'm drinking. So, in 1920, Pabst and Anheuser-Busch started canning their beers. It was mainly made out of tin cans, and Prohibition stopped that right away. 1935, they start canning, and Schlitz, who was like King Shit of Beer Mountain back in the day, they hit the market with their Crown Top beer. So it basically was a beer can as we know it now. It was a cylinder that came to a point, and then they put on a bottle cap. And that's the way, it looked like an oil can, and that's the way they did beers for a hot second, but then World War II struck. So from 1942 to 1947, canning beer is not allowed because we need that for the troops.
Yeah, you got to fight the Nazis with that.
Nazis hate cans.
They hate cans.
He hates these cans. I don't know if you've heard about World War II. It ended. We'll fast forward to 1960. Schlitz Brewery puts out the very first 24-ounce Tallboy can.
Ooh.
It had Tallboy on the label and it had a big advertising on it. And it becomes known for that size. So Tallboys are 24 ounces. Schlitz also introduced the finger loop pool tab. Because they had pool tab cans, but this one had a little loop that you could just like throw your finger in, pop out. This is also when aluminum cans started hitting the scene in full force. From then, it was off to the races. All the major brewers started making Tallboy cans. Hashtag Tallboy Summer. But today, Tallboys are traditionally 24 ounce, but now they refer to any beer that is 16 ounces or larger and canned. We're seeing a lot more of those craft beers come out with those hashtag Tallboy Summer 4-packs sold for outrageous amounts of money. Some people also call the 16-ounce beer can a pounder. I don't know if you guys have heard that at all.
No.
As you,
I don't party as hard as I used to.
It's so sad, Rob.
I know. Well, I had to hang up my party hat.
That's right. You should go get it out of that bin at Friar Tux.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed back.
Oh, that's right. Hey, that's the guy that steals the sheep.
Hey. Oh, Josh.
So the 24-ounce can is the tall boy, but also people call it the silo. Have you ever heard it called the silo can?
Nope.
Also, no. I hear it called the king can.
I've only heard tall boy.
Me too.
Yeah. But you've heard it interchangeably with the 16-ounce, right? Because you say, I want a PBR tall boy. It's not a 24-ounce. It's a 16-ounce traditionally,
Well, I guess anything bigger than the 12-ounce can has been a 12.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure. And the 32-ounce can, which they do at breweries now, craft breweries, apparently that's called a crowler.
Jesus. Is that like the giant Foster can of beer?
Yeah, but it's a little taller.
Oh, good Lord.
For craft beer. Crowler, then it goes howler, then it goes growler.
Growler.
The howler.
That was the one I knew, so I wanted to chime in.
Those are usually glass and not cans, so they're not part of Tall Boy Summer. They can't come.
No.
No.
Get out of here, you get growler. You dang growler.
Take Rob with you. He's drunk again.
I found a sheep.
He keeps stealing hats.
I'm done with boring part. Jesse, did you know we have segments on the show? First question. We'll take your answer whenever you're ready.
Okay. Did I know there were segments on the show? Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay. She repeated the question as if to buy time. Okay. I guess moving on. Rob, did you know there are segments on the show?
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Okay, perfect.
Josh, you know there are segments on this show?
What's... Segments?
Yeah. Our first segment right now is something that we call First Time, Last Time.
Cue the music.
Okay. Last time.
And we talk about the first time you had a Miller Lite Tall Boy, and then the last time you had a Miller Lite Tall Boy, not including right now.
Yeah, okay. That's cheating.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
I'm almost done with mine.
Wow.
I only bought two, and I feel like I should have bought three.
Yeah. I bought six. I didn't know. I didn't know if we were going to get crazy. I just bought,
We're coming over.
Hey, we got this whole spare room.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, let's see. The first time I had a Miller Lite Tall Boy specifically, was probably at some point during baseball season it may have been Murphy's Bleachers. Because they used to sell on game days, they used to sell hot dogs for $1. They probably still do that.
Yeah.
Maybe they still do that. I don't know. And they had that, outdoor area in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, so my first, not my first job, my second job in Chicago that I had for like 4 years I was a trolley driver. I don't know if you guys know this about me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove the trolleys. I was a tour guide.
And you want to shout them out? What trolley company? Do you want to name?
No, they actually just went out of business on New Year's Eve of this year.
Three, two, one. Out of business.
So
they went to New Year's Eve.
But they were in business for, it's sort of surprising because they were, you know, like they were sort of like the mainstay tour guide company in Chicago. I don't know what happened. So I had a lot of days. I worked a lot of nights. I worked a lot of weddings. I worked a lot of pub crawls. Oh. And so
what was the worst trolley ride that you ever had?
Great question.
Gave.
The worst tour I ever gave, or
we'll take whatever you got. Worst tour you ever had. Worst, I don't know, passenger.
I had a pretty bad bachelor party once. They were a little, you know, it's funny. They were a little older, so I thought when they got on that they would actually be like
cool,
not crazy. But it was like dudes that were married that wanted to like turn shit up. Sure. Yeah, that they were just like, I got kids at home. Like, this is my one night to feel alive, you know? And so they were just like hanging out. It was just really dangerous. Like, they were hanging out the side. They were constantly like up, all up in my business, trying to talk to me while I was driving.
Yeah, that would be so dangerous. And there's no divider or anything, right?
You're no, just like, there is not. Yeah. Yeah.
Not like that
so
city
that
bus.
Was probably, yeah. You know what's crazy is I remember making the most money, because we were sort of aware that like they were terrible.
Sure.
And they just threw, I mean, like $50, $100 bills at me at the end of the night. And whoa. I was like, I mean, I've earned this. But it was $5,000. Also like, yeah, I mean, I made rent in a night, which I've never done before or since. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. And all, you know, it's like, you know, I dropped them off. They wanted to get dropped off at the, what's the strip monkey, purple monkey? What's the strip club?
I have no idea. Pink monkey?
Yeah, pink monkey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I had to drop them off there
Rob,
so that they could continue. yeah. It was awful. It was like that moment of you see in your side view mirror that a guy is like half out of your trolley and there's nothing you can do because you're in the middle of State Street and you're like, is this it? Is this how you see your first death? You know what I mean? but that was definitely the worst for sure.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had a lot of days free so I could just go to like a baseball game on a Tuesday or whatever in the summer.
Yeah, and Murphy's Bleachers is right outside of Cubs Park.
Yeah, and so I just remember like one of the other drivers like had friends in town from like Indianapolis or St. Louis, I don't know, some place close by. And I went because I didn't really know a ton of people yet. It was like a bunch of people I like never saw again, like a perfectly lovely group of people, but like people I never really like hung out with again.
Work friends.
But it was awesome. I was like, this is why I moved to Chicago. This is the moment. Like, this is why I'm here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh man. Yeah, summertime, yeah. Cubs games.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Cold beer.
Yeah.
Dollar hot dogs.
Tall boy. Oh. Yeah.
It was hashtag tall boy summer.
Hashtag tall boy summer.
It was your first tall boy summer.
Yeah, because I obviously had Miller Lite many times before, but I remember like tall boys being like a Chicago thing that like before then I was just like drinking like fucking cans like a schmuck, you know? And then I like moved to Chicago and I was like, I can get fucking all this
economy
in one
size.
Can?
For $3?
For $3?
Take a great deal.
$3. You're getting ripped off, buddy. That's $2.50. Stegner, I had another question. So you
Please.
Said the trolley tours, and it was a lot of like, you know, private parties and stuff too, but do you have any favorite Chicago facts? So you used to like tell stories about like the city and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Are there any of your favorite facts? I love the architectural boat tour. So whenever I have people that have never been here, that's my go-to, like, because every time you do it, it's usually somebody new and you get a whole new, you know, you hear whatever they love about the city, and that's
exactly
the best.
And the architecture in Chicago is, the history behind it is really interesting. Also all the architecture tour docents, have to go through like really extensive training. I think they're all volunteers, so they're all people that just like love it.
Super
I did the same
huge.
Thing, Josh. I would always recommend it to people. I'd be like, you can take my tour and I can tell you certain things, but these people like know architecture, which in my opinion is like one of the more interesting things about the city. It's so funny, like as I get older, like the dates of like the trivia of Chicago like slowly has like left my mind. So I'm gonna tell this story and it's gonna take like there are parts of it where I'm like, I'll be like, what is the date of that? So I preface it by saying that.
Perfect.
So my favorite Chicago story is did you guys know that they reversed the river?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know how that happened or why? Or just say no, because that's a story I'm going to tell.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't.
It was an accident.
So before, this was like the 1800s, there was no sewer system, right? Like there were no
it was all
pipes
in pots.
And shit. Yeah. So everyone was shitting and then just throwing it out into the water. And yeah, everybody got super sick. Everybody was getting dysentery and typhoid and dying.
Yep.
And so they decided that the way that they were going to flush out the water was if they, the river used to flow into Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to flow, oh East. Used to flow east. See, I have to think about it.
Yeah.
And so all of that poop water.
Gross.
Going into the lake. And so they were like, okay, if we can reverse the flow of the river, we can flush all of that out of our city. So they dug these huge dredges underneath the river where it meets the lake. Mm-hmm. And they set up a series of locks so that the lake level or the river level was lowered. So by the force of gravity, the lake water would flow into the river.
Oh.
And then it would flow that direction. It's considered one of the eight, engineering marvels of the world. It's the only time we've ever reversed the flow of a river in the history of humankind. And there's one other cool fact about it that I can't remember
Take
now.
Take that, nature.
There's one other cool fact about it that I can't remember now. But and it's cool because there's that spot that I would tell it at Wolf's Point where the river kind of makes a Y. It kind of splits off.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where that is.
And if you'll notice, the next time you're like downtown, a lot of lampposts have a Y on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's representing that spot on the river where it splits off. It's representing Wolf's Point.
Here's $50. Great story.
Man, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You break this 20?
Here we are at the strip club.
Oh, wonderful.
I want to go to the Admiral.
That's the other one. I was like, there's another one. The Admiral.
I live kind of near it now. We were driving somewhere and I was like, wait, that's the Admiral. And I was like, I wonder if they're wearing masks. Safety first. Roddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Robbie, Bobby, Robert, Bobbert.
Yes, Josh.
Nope. Oh, I was getting antsy. So one second.
Okay.
Here you go. Where are you going? Ba-boop-ba-doop-ba-doop. Bye.
Bye, Daisy.
Hi, Daisy.
Hope your paw's okay.
Yeah, me too. We'll find out. I think she had like a little knuckle thing. It looked like just like a sore, or maybe she had like hit it with something and she was like licking it. So maybe that's why she didn't want to put it on her toe because it was like squishing it. Mm. Anyway. Robertson.
Yes, Joshua.
Bobby Vert. we'll work on that. Bob, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm getting to the question right now, and here it is.
Okay.
you heard? Bob, when's the first time you had a Miller Lite tall boy? Or we'll take any tall boy. Hashtag tall boy summer.
Boy hobby. It had to be sometime in college when drinking cheap beer.
Yeah.
No.
You're
a documented tall boy.
Yes, I am. So every summer since fifth grade has been a tall boy summer for old Rob.
Here's a question. When do you become a tall boy? Like, at what height are you no longer just a boy? And then you're like a tall boy. You know what I mean?
To me, it's when I became taller than many of my teachers. Mm. I felt like I became a tall boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what is the average height for a male?
5'8".
5'8"?
I think it's my height.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Also, Josh is not a tall boy.
No. I'm a sweet boy.
I'm going to...
Oh, you're...
He's a sweet boy. Yeah.
He's
a sweet boy. I'm not a sweet boy. I'm a mean...
He's a tall boy. Yeah.
I'm a tall boy. Let's see. Average height. Oh, wow. 5'6".
Yes.
Really?
I'm a tall boy.
5'6". Josh, you're a tall boy.
Well, here's what I think. I don't think you're officially tall boy until
Crown.
Over 6.
I feel like 6 or above is right. That feels right to me.
Okay.
Medium. Take off my tall boy crown. Put on my medium boy crown.
That's a good crown, though.
Above average boy crown.
If you flip it, it says sweet boy on the other side of the crown, and that's really nice.
That's all that matters.
To put my crown backwards so the brim is in the back.
Yeah, and then you put it in the bin at Friar Tux when you're done.
That's right. I haven't washed my hair since college. I'm just put this.
Oh God!
Hat in there.
Rob, where did you go to college?
I went to Western Michigan University for 1 year, and then I transferred to Central Michigan for the last 4.
Fire up chips.
Okay.
Fire up chips. Yeah. Where I learned to drink heavily and be a fool.
and be a fool. Yes.
An academic fool, if you will. But no, I mean, at parties, I would buy just cheap beer, and I would probably go for a tall boy here or there, especially for tailgating, something I could easily slip into my pocket, my coat.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's got to be the first time. I don't have.
I love tailgating.
Oh, me too. It's so.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Josh, if football happens, we should try to tailgate and do a live episode.
Oh, that would be so fun. Be.
You know, we've talked about it. I think it'd be super fun. Yeah.
We should tailgate near the Bears Stadium.
Yeah.
not in the parking lot.
Northwestern have a football team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
We could tailgate up there, right?
You can't. Yeah. I don't think you can drink on the. You can't drink in the stadium. They definitely don't sell booze there.
That's.
But I think you can. Drink.
Yeah, you're not going in.
Yeah, no. Part of the fun of tailgating is not watching a game.
Is that you don't watch a game.
That's true. And I would not watch a Northwestern game with you.
Fuck no. God no.
I can't believe they wanted to unionize.
Josh, when was the first time you had a tall boy?
Hashtag tall boy summer. Now, we've all mentioned college, and guess what? Mine's no different.
okay.
But I'm almost 100% sure my first tall boy ever was a PBR.
Mm. Yep.
Sure. Because that's what, I just noticed my desk is jetting into my wall. Let me just rearrange my office.
Okay, take your time.
It was definitely PBR because that's what we had a lot of. And I remember when they, because also similarly, it's a volume game in college. Like, you're like, kegs, yes, I can fill up a water pitcher and drink out of that. There's more beer there than a glass.
Yep.
Cans, you could like fit all over your body, but the Tallboy cans were perfect for like pockets.
Yeah.
For being mobile, especially if you're going like party to party. We had these apartments, and I can't remember the name of them now, but basically we had like six friends that lived in different areas, so we'd go party to party.
But
it was definitely PBR. When I first time at a Miller Lite, it was probably the same time, but probably later in college, like, you know, junior year probably. But ever since then, big fan. And in fact, my favorite beer... Daisy Cutter was for a while only sold in Tallboy cans. They are now in 12-ounce cans.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great, but it's still better to get more beer. So get the big ones.
Yeah.
Get the big boys.
Yeah.
Hashtag get the big boys.
Everybody loves a big boy.
Still, you know, it's so funny because even now as an adult, like at a bar when you order like a beer of any kind and they're like, Do you want a 12 ounce? Do you want a tall boy? I always get so excited that tall boy is an option. I was like, the tall boy. I was like, the tall boy. Even though it's like, I'm paying more. It's not like a deal.
Yeah.
They're just asking me which one I want. And I say it like as if like there's a secret, like the tall boy has more. It's like, of course it is. Yes, we all know. It's like... not a mystery.
I immediately think of the Outback Steakhouse because their tall glass is like just a pint glass that has been stretched. So it has a super long handle.
It's thinner,
yeah, and you're just like, oh, look at me. Check at the baby.
I'm a tall boy.
Jesse, a noted tall boy lover. Some might say she even married one. She loved it so much.
Some might say.
Some I won't.
Yeah. We don't need to mention whoever that is.
No.
What a fool.
He will not be named. Now, Jesse.
Yeah.
It's on record that you know we have segments.
Yeah,
it's on record. It's this video. If this video ever sees the light of day, we've got audio recordings. We have you dead to rights if you deny the fact that you do not know there are segments of the show.
Okay.
Now, with that little piece of knowledge, I'm going to add one more. Right. Okay. We have another segment on the show right now.
Oh, that segment is called. Oh well, you're just having a good time.
Josh, I just said okay.
You change things up all the time. I never know what
you're
going to...
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm keeping it fresh. We're almost at 100 episodes.
I know. But, like, sometimes you set things up. I'm like, I don't know where you're going. Should I hop in or are you taking one of your long
You should bars? Always hop in.
But my bad knees.
Jesse, give us a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in a breakout room.
Great. I'm going to go get one of my five other tall boys that I have in the other room.
Now, you've got five tall boys. Is the cat still in the room or did the cat leave?
Cat left.
Okay, so cat's
gone. Cat doesn't like the loud noises. Yeah.
That's fair. Oh, I respect that.
My apologies. All that being said, we assume that you're having a fun time right now. Is that true or false? It's a binary
answer.
We'll see. Okay.
Yes, well, of course I'm having a good time.
Yay,
I'm having a great time.
We did it. Yay. Now, all that being said, you would rather be here.
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
And this is your dream location to have a hashtag ocean cold, hashtag tall boy summer, hashtag middle of life. Tall boy.
Okay. This is different. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Go
ahead.
Because there's a segment about the last time I had a Miller Lite, right? But that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, did we not get there?
No, we skipped it a little bit.
All right, we're going to back up. Jesse, okay. Do you know sometimes we miss half of our segment and we go back to it?
Last time. Okay.
She's nodding. She refused to be a pawn. Jesse, when was the last time you had a Tallboy Miller Lite?
Well, the reason I picked this particular item is because the last time I had a Tallboy Miller Lite was at my wedding.
What? Oh. That was a perfect segue to what I was saying earlier. I can't believe we missed it. Rob, I blame you.
That's fair. I'll take it.
That's where I thought you were going with it, and then you kind of took a hard left.
No, I thought we were on the next segment.
We forget things.
I've also been drinking.
Yeah. The last time was your wedding. That was what a fun time that was.
And you were both there. Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember not being able to get a chair.
What?
What?
I stood up in the wedding.
Oh my god! Wow.
Thank you.
Get out.
Nobody laugh at that. No one laugh at that.
How did the dog get back in here?
It opened the door. It can open doors, Josh.
Uh-oh, clever girl. Now, Jesse, when was your wedding? Was it a year ago?
It will be a year in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Wow. And we had tall boys there?
I had one before. We had Miller Lite at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they were just regular cans. Mm. But I will always like remember. I mean, Miller Lite has sort of like been at a lot of happy times in my life. So it felt right that we were going to serve Miller Lite at the wedding.
So you said you had a tall boy the day of. Was this like when you guys were like getting ready or?
Yeah. Yep.
Just like somebody brought over a sixer of tall boys. It was like.
Yeah. I was really, I was sipping it. I was so nervous. And like, it feels so like out of bot. The whole day of getting married feels not real. You know, you sort of feel like you're in a dream. And so I didn't drink, you know, I just kept, my bridesmaids they were just like, you just kept asking for carrots. And I did, I was just like.
You want to shout out your bridesmaids on mic? You want to shout them out?
Jen was the one who like kept coming in, like poking her head in and was like, are you okay? And I'm like, can you give me some carrots? And then like, she brought in, there were like, cause I had bought a bunch of snacks. And one of them was like a bag of pretzel sticks.
Mm.
And she brought one in and we found a pretzel stick that looked kind of like a wishbone. Like you would, like it was two that were like together and then kind of apart. And she goes, oh my God, let's take them apart, you know, and we'll make a wish. And so we pulled them and it just like crumbled and fell to the ground. And she's like, it's still good luck. It's still fine. You're a wish will come true. And he's going to be mine.
You're like, that's just what I needed.
Exactly. It was so funny that, like, of course it would just, like, disintegrate in our hands on the wedding day of all days where, like, everything is symbolic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful wedding, by the way.
Thank you.
I mentioned it earlier I was in it. But also the location, beautiful weather outside.
That was a fun week. For me, not just because of the wedding. It was just a good time. I mean, the wedding was a nice icing on the cake.
Yeah, but there's only one wedding I've been to that was better.
It was yours.
Oh, yeah, mine.
Did you sit down in that one, Josh, or did you have to stand?
I had to stand in that one, too. So annoying.
Oh, my God.
My legs. My dogs are barking.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I will say the compliment that we get the most about our wedding are the speeches, and both of you are a part of that. It's something people like, you know, friends who like I've made out here who didn't know anybody, you know, other than their date or whatever, you know, was very much like, yeah, everybody that everyone that spoke was like so well rehearsed, so lovely, you know, and I'm like, of course, like I'm only friends with performers. Like if you can't deliver a speech, I'm not going to fucking talk to you.
The was it Ryan Benn was the officiant?
Ryan Benn officiant,
And just like from jump, I was like, this is so beautiful and funny and entertaining.
I laughed
like,
so much. And Josh, I know. Before, your speech was very funny.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it was. But I wish I
had on paper, because like in the photos, I have my phone. And I'm just like, and like it felt fine in the moment, but like in the photo of a wedding, I was like, oh, I wish I had paper. Just looks classier. Like,
Like,
to the hotel. Hey, can you print this out for me?
The joke that I remember so well from Josh, your speech is when you when you were like, I met Josiah through improv. By the way, we have a midnight show at the playground on Tuesday night. And we're looking for openers, and like the room just like erupted.
You gotta know your audience.
Just like everyone being like, "I feel seen."
Oh, the good old playground. Those were the days. And so that was the last time.
That was the last time. Good memory.
Well, yeah, I'll have one on the anniversary.
Oh yeah,
good idea.
Yeah, in honor of the two of you.
Oh, that's very sweet.
The other we will not name.
Yeah, Mr. Stegner.
Yeah, Mr. Stegner.
Bobby, do you have a last time for having a tall boy?
I don't remember. Miller Lite to me is such a beer of like I have it often and I will, but I can't remember like I don't have a particular like. I'd love to say like my wedding day, but I was a runaway bride, so I can't.
Yeah. Class runner-up.
Josh, you have one?
I mean, if I go through my trash, I'll probably find one. I mean, if I'm gonna get a beer, last time I had Miller Lite probably is when we did it for the show, and that was almost a year ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, because I've been doing a lot of PBR Easy. We've talked. PBR Easy, the light PBR is so good. More than that, my favorite light beer in the world is Shiner Blonde Light. You can't really get it up here. But if I'm drinking a tall boy, it's usually gonna be Daisy Cutter.
Yeah.
So I was probably out either at a ballpark or at a bar is probably the last place I had them because they're always on sale.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What a great deal! More beer, more fun.
Hashtag tall boy summer.
Hashtag tall boy summer.
Did I
go right? You
did it.
I loved it.
I was thinking about, anytime anybody says hashtag anything, I think about like 100 years in the future when they'll look back on stuff and we all were saying hashtag. And they'll be like, what the fuck was that? What's this like? What?
What is
it'll be funny to them. We'll be dead, but it'll be funny to them.
Well, some of us will be.
Yeah.
But
not you.
No.
I wonder what's next. So the next thing is probably going to be like everything will automatically be hyperlinked. So there won't be a need for hashtags. Like you would just write your phrase and then it would be immediately searchable across all systems, times, and places.
Right.
Speaking
of. Is terrifying.
Oh, speaking of.
Times and places.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesse, your wedding. Some might say was a year ago, and some might say is the happiest time of your life.
I mean.
It was there. You were there. Now, what I'm proposing...
I like this, but I'd rather be...
is that you tell us where your dream location would be to enjoy a delicious hashtag ocean cold, hashtag tall boy summer, Miller Lite, but time and place does not matter. Time and space... You can go anywhere in the world, anywhere you want, outside the world, but you also get a plus one. Yeah. So you get to bring a celebrity guest along for the ride. A celebrity guest. Any celebrity you want. Yeah. Living, dead, maybe into the future. Like
fictional.
Just started their YouTube.
Did you say someone just started their YouTube?
Yeah, it could be a celebrity that hasn't been made yet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Oh man, that's really good. Okay. Well, let's start with the time and the place. I mean, a Miller Lite, you gotta have at like, man, I can only bring one person.
You bring whoever you want. Yeah, you can bring.
Okay.
Yeah, bring a trolley full of people.
Oh, great.
You don't. Good. You don't have to drive.
Oh, good, 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 good. Let's see. I think I would pick. I think I would do like a park day. So like,
okay, nice.
Just like, you know, I mean, the thing that comes to mind because it's close, but it wouldn't have to be, but something like Griffith Park where there's mm-hmm. just like a ton of room.
I've been there.
Everybody's got like, yeah, like picnic tables. Yeah. You know, you've got like a bag set. Somebody has a radio with like whatever the game, just insert nondescript game.
yeah.
That's playing. So that one guy cares about it.
Yeah.
And
English.
Hey, you listen to this? Yeah.
It's cricket.
Right. His name's Damien for some reason. And yeah, it's just like, it's like all my, I think I'm just simplifying it because we've been in quarantine for so long mm-hmm. that it's just all I want is something like just like hanging out in a park together. Yeah, it's like, yeah, sounds yeah. like a dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like all my good friends are there, like, Mary Beth is there. Eric, her husband, is grilling stuff because he's got this like portable grill. Nick probably ordered a bouncy castle, so he's in there. Mm. You know, Ryan Ben has flown in for the occasion, if you will. Oh, yeah.
With his son or daughter.
TBD. Yeah.
We don't know.
TBD. Yeah. Baby TBD. Cynthia's there, obviously. You guys are there.
Yes.
Yeah, just... You know, it's just like a bunch of friends just hanging out and just like sipping beer and just like shooting shit, you know?
Yeah,
that's like, I feel like the one, not the one, there are a lot of things I miss about Chicago. But one was like, you would suffer through that winter and then you'd have those like warm days and it was like, your brain exploded. Like, I just remember 4th of July, for example, just being, every 4th of July I was there was just, this huge, it was so exciting and fun.
It's the best. Because
you were just warm all day.
Yeah.
And like, festival and there were fireworks at the end.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
City came alive.
It did. I remember, oh my God, I just got hit with this like really old memory of, Rob, you might have been there. We were at Comedy Sports.
Okay.
And we had done a battle prov show.
Oh.
And we were walking to this bar down on Clark Street. Uh-huh. And we had to walk through a festival. It was that, what, you know, the one that's on Sheffield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one is that?
I forget.
It doesn't matter. But
Market Days? No,
is it no? Because that's on Halsted.
That's right.
It was like the Sheffield's.
I know what you're talking about. Some dumb street fest.
Some.
It's like Sheffield and Belmont. There's a big stage.
Yeah.
And my friend at the time, who would later become my husband, who shall not be named, he and I bought a beer at the start of it, and we challenged ourselves to drink it by the time we had gotten to the two blocks. But we had to, because you couldn't leave the festival with open containers. We're like, we buy it here, we'll drink it by the time we walk the two blocks to get to a bar where we will get another beer. Just like, those are the things I always think about when I think of like Miller Lite, of just like being warm and drinking just watery beer and just having a time, you know?
Yeah.
That sounds great. But we still need a celebrity guest, Jesse.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
That's a fun crew.
So yeah, this is a good crew.
And I love it. Yeah. So there's this whole crew there.
Yeah.
I feel like I want it to be someone that, like, when we tell the story, we're like, and then so-and-so showed up. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like someone that like would not hang out with us in real life. So like, I want to say like Brad Pitt. Like, we're just like, we're all like fucking drinking Miller Lite, getting wasted. And then Brad Pitt just shows up.
Yeah, and he brought a Frisbee.
Yeah,
and he started
playing. It was a lot of fun.
This guy just hung out all day.
And he was like really good at Frisbee, which was weird.
Yeah.
Every time he caught it, he would just name one of his movies. It was weird.
It was weird.
Seven.
Yeah.
That was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
It was a good time.
Brad Pitt, man.
Yeah. Good guy. Good guy.
Yeah. Brad, as I call him now, because we're friends.
He's an actor or something.
I call him Pitter.
Yeah. He's like, he's got money.
Pitter Patter. Hello, Pitter Patter.
Pitter Patter. Get out of here. Oscar winning award Pitter Patter.
Yeah, Oscar award winner Brad Pitter Patter.
Brad or Patter.
He's actually not so good with bits, but that's fine. He was really cute. So.
He was excited to be part of one, though. I'll give
he was hot guy funny.
Yeah. He was hot guy funny.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday comics funny.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we have fun.
Yeah, we have fun. Ooh. I'm gonna need another Miller Lite.
I know, I'm gonna need one too.
I finished mine, but luckily
drink
I have another one.
Drink some water.
I just was. No, that was Miller Lite. Is that a little panda? Are you drinking a panda?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Here's the story. You didn't ask for it, but I was on Target. I was on Target because I needed, like, I don't know, actual things. And, you know, it's $35 and it's free shipping. And so I went to the clearance sale. This guy was
$5. Oh, that's cute. Oh,
he's snorkeling.
He's the best. That's well, I'm supposed to not buy this? I'm supposed to see this and not buy it?
It's just $5? For the viewers.
During the apocalypse where all I need in life is something to make me smile?
Yeah. It's a snorkeling panda and the top of his snorkel is the straw.
That's really cute.
It's basically genius.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm jelly. I just got this stupid Nalgene.
I don't have any liquids. I lost them all. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, buddy.
Did you know we have another segment on the show?
Oh.
Oh my god.
We're full of them.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you want me to announce this one?
Do you want to announce this? I want you to want to announce them.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll do it. I'm excited. I'll do it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm not good as you because you can say it really fast.
Team me up.
Tee you up?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Josh.
Oh, sorry, you go ahead.
Okay. What?
Rob?
Hmm?
This thing on?
We're out of sync. Jesse, we have a next segment where you have to tell us
what
you hate, you despise, you loathe. You got to tell us what that drink is and how you're going to get rid of it. And this drink is, or this segment is called...
Cork it.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
Cork it.
Okay.
This might be hard because oftentimes beverages you hate, you don't think of because why would you? You hate
it. Yeah. You don't want to drink it.
Oh, I know what drink I hate.
Oh, damn. She's like, she has like killer eyes.
She's right.
Just kind of got,
Dickin' in.
It's 1 p.m. But time is meaningless. Same of the world. So the drink that I hate, this is kind of going along with the college theme. When I was a sophomore in college,
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Colorado at Boulder.
What's
go Buffs. Mascot? Go Buffs, yeah.
Is it Buffalo?
And I was at a party at a house and I was at a house party and I had never really been drunk before. Like I had had alcohol before. I think I had probably been like maybe kind of buzzed, but I went to this party and I was like, it's my friend's house. It's all my friends from theater. Cause of course that's who I am. And I'm going to get drunk at this party because I've never done it. And this is a very safe environment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Surrounded by friends.
And all that there was, there were cans of Coke. And I think there may have been beer. I don't know. But there was a plastic handle of McCormick's vodka.
Oh, I remember that red bottle.
And no. I was taking shots of that and chasing it with Coke.
Oh.
And I shit you not, I remember the moment that I got drunk for the first time. I was sitting with my friend Kyle out on the balcony and he was telling me about some musical because like, what the fuck else were we going to talk about? And that's more of a dig on me than Kyle, because Kyle's going to listen to this. And I just, like, I was looking at him, and I was just like, yep, I got to go inside, because if I don't, I'm going to fall off, even though there was no way for me to fall. But I was just, mm-hmm. like, it hit, and I was like, I have to go inside. I have to sit on the couch. I have to start drinking water, because it was just, like, the world, like, flipped. And I was, it was the, I mean, I threw up almost immediately. And I can never, I can never have vodka ever again. I will, like, I can't, not even good vodka, like, just vodka, blanket statement, don't even ask me if I want it. I will never have it again. I was so sick. It, and even taking the shots, I remember it was so, it was terrible,
it
going
burns.
Down.
Just, it's terrible. Yeah. Bad vodka burns like fire.
Oh my God. It was awful. It was so, the whole thing was such a bad idea. And luckily that house had two bathrooms, because I was in one of them the whole rest of the night throwing up. Just like, it was awful.
Awful.
It was awful. But then my friend went to the burrito place down the street and got me a quesadilla.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
That was very nice.
That's a good friend.
Because that was a reward for all the work I had done throwing up the vodka.
All the hard work. McCormick. And it's funny because I've mentioned McCormick before to other people. And they're like, what do you mean? McCormick doesn't make vodka. And you're like, no, that's like the bargain. That and Pop-Off are the... two cheapest vodkas that I can remember from my youth now, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember like it being at parties for like years after. Like I remember seeing that bottle again and again and again. And I remember being like, oh, this is the cheapest vodka that it must be the cheapest vodka that exists, or it wouldn't be at every party I walk into.
All right. So
still like shudder thinking about it.
I shudder thinking of it too. Just like the smell.
Yep.
It tastes like getting punched in the nose.
Yeah.
Oh
man.
It's so strong. Yeah.
You hate it, clearly. How did you get rid of this drink?
Yeah. How you gonna
What do you mean?
Like so you're gonna take this drink, the McCormick, and you're just gonna completely get rid of it from the face of the earth. How would you go about doing it?
You just light a big, huge bonfire. That shit is so flammable. It'll be, you know what? It'll be good. Here's why it's going to be great. Because we're all, look, after the apocalypse is, you know, after the quarantine ends, right? We can all come outside again. We'll just get all of this stuff that like symbolically represents our old selves.
Oh.
And it'll just pile it on, and then we'll drizzle on all the McCormick's vodka that there is and just light it on fire, and we'll just dance until the sun comes up.
Yeah, like Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
And it'll be like Burning Man, but like a little classier. And there'll just be
Burning Gentlemen. You
know, Burning Gentlemen. That's literally exactly what I was about to say. Some people will be making s'mores, you know, like some people will be roasting marshmallows. Some people will be doing, you know, I don't like modern dance. I think it's pretentious, but like, you know, like some choreographed moves, you know, it'll be classy, but it'll also be us sort of purging this time in our life where we had to just like sit with ourselves for so long and like celebrate that we're starting a new chapter. And McCormick's will help us do that, because then it'll be gone forever.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
I want to cry.
I'm loving it. That's going to feel good. A lot of people are going to feel good after that.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
Especially the McCormick people.
That's what I'm saying.
They'll be sold out. We're going to burn that plant too.
Yeah, get the fuck rid of it.
Bobby, how are you going to destroy all the McCormick vodka in the world?
Oh, it's very easy. So as you know, I'm an amateur scientist.
That's true.
I have created a ray gun.
He found a lab coat.
I found a lab coat, and I found some better glasses. I have a ray gun. I've created a ray gun, and I can point it at McCormick vodka, mm-hmm. and if I flick a switch, it'll turn the McCormick vodka back into a potato.
So I'll delicious.
Just go around, and I'll help create more potatoes, more food for people, and maybe I can advance the gun to make it also change it to other vegetables, which
I love
that. The earth and good for you.
So that's great.
That's what I would do.
Nice.
Yeah. Josh.
Yes, thank you. Hello.
Sorry. How would you get rid of McCormick vodka?
What an interesting question you've posed to me. Thanks. Now,
full of it.
I would need to go back to the future. I would need to watch this movie. I'll get the idea. I'll steal Marty McFly's nuclear suit for handling nuclear material.
Yeah.
And I would sneak in Elon Musk's bedroom. And I'd put the headphones over his ears.
Yeah.
And under the track by Grimes, I don't know if they're still dating, but I would put subliminally.
Yeah.
Hidden. I would hide the words. I would hide the words, you need to use McCormick vodka as rocket fuel. Under his sleep time music, under his white noise machine.
I was wondering where you were going with this, and I really enjoy the payoff.
This would take place. This would be a long con, so over a few years or whatever. You know, he's dangerously drunk with power. He's so removed from common sense that he will think that this is an organic idea that he had, and that it's genius. SpaceX will invest all of their money into acquiring McCormick subsidiaries, and they would promptly use their vodka for rocket fuel for the next NASA space launch.
SpaceX, of course.
Yeah, and that's...
I like that.
And, of course, it will work because I'm also an amateur scientist, I got my fellow amateur scientist, Bob Grabowski, to slightly tweak their formula so that it is, A, also rocket fuel, but also drinkable. In case there's a weird overlap where people are having it before he gets bought out. And it'll actually be cheaper than rocket fuel. Space travel will be very inexpensive. And I would have also invested heavily into SpaceX. So it all works out. There's no more McCormick vodka. I become a low-level millionaire. And we'll go to Mars, baby.
All
these extra potatoes.
That's going to be... Oh, those potatoes are going to help so much.
Yeah.
The Martian.
I think she just caught a frisbee.
That's a Matt Damon movie. Different guy.
They're the same to me. Did Matt Damon win an Oscar for performing?
No.
Then fuck him. Brad Pitt forever. No. Yeah.
He won an Oscar for writing one screenplay.
Boo.
Correct.
Which
screenplay.
Yeah. I hear he did it right.
A pretty good movie.
It is.
I haven't seen it recently.
Absolutely.
But does it hold up?
In the quarantine. I love it. I think it's good.
Yeah.
From what it's been a little while since I've seen it, but I've seen it relatively recently as well, and I remember still really liking it.
It's good. It's very good.
Yeah.
I'll defend Good Will Hunting.
That's it.
I will.
I was thinking The Martian.
No,
Rob, hashtag Tallboy Summer, but it's also hashtag cocktail time.
Cocktails. Oh, woo.
Cocktail time.
I have to go blend mine. I don't know if you've already done it.
I forgot to freeze the Miller Lite, so I will not be making the cocktail.
You make make one with ice. Do you have ice?
Yeah, I do. I didn't get anything, so I'll just sit back. I'm a fool.
All right. Well, I'm going to go run and blend it real quick. Did you already make yours?
I did. It's been sitting here. I didn't know how soon.
Sorry. Oh,
that looks pretty good.
That looks so pretty good.
I'm excited. I'm really trying not to try it before you tell me.
Well, give me like 5 minutes. You guys can fill. And who knows? This might make it at the very end of the episode.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cocktail segment.
All right, Josh.
I'm back, baby.
Here we go. I'm very ready.
I will say, reading the ingredients, it sounds very tasty.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Jesse,
yeah.
We've invited you here because there's been a murder. No, we made a cocktail. You've made a cocktail. In your own honor, based on the beverages that you've chosen, we name all of our cocktails after our guests. This cocktail is no exception. I'm going to tell you the name of it. We're going to drink it on air, and then I'll share with the viewers what's in it. This is called the Stegner Slushy, a.k.a. Jesse's Light Ice. So, cheers.
Cheers.
I have a Sam Adams glass.
They look really good.
I actually like this.
She said, surprisingly. I feel like I put not enough Miller Lite in there.
I think mine could use more Miller Lite too.
Which is, it's such a light flavor, it's hard to, oh, there it is. I think it was at the bottom.
There you go.
So we have half a cup of frozen strawberries or fresh strawberries, if you have them. 2 ounces of OJ. 0.5 to 1 ounce of honey, depending on how sweet you like it. And then 5 ounces of Miller Lite blended with Miller Lite ice cubes. So the night before, we froze a bunch of Miller Lite into ice cubes and blended them into a slushy, slurpy kind of deal. And then I've garnished mine with a little strawberry.
It looks delicious. I think I'm going to make it next week. Listeners, yeah. I was an idiot and didn't buy any of the ingredients, nor freeze a Miller Lite. So I'm very silly.
I use the full ice tray.
Me too.
And I think that was good, but I think I should have put more. So I had bought two tall boys, hashtag tall boy summer, and I poured out one full ice tray of it, and then I used the rest in the, when I blended it. But I feel like maybe I should have used even more and did like a pitcher. There's still some in the,
I could definitely use more Miller Lite, but I like what it is now.
What does it taste like to you?
It tastes like strawberries in a Miller Lite bath.
Perfect.
Now, Josh, I know you've had one. Jesse, have you had a Natter Days? The Natty Light Natter Days?
No.
It's like a strawberry beer.
Oh.
Best way I can describe it. Josh, do you think yours tastes a little bit like it? Because to me, that's what it would be close to.
I think there would need to be more lemon citrus. It's there's not a citrusy punch.
Got it.
Just a little bit of orange juice. I don't think it's maybe not enough. Maybe put some vinegar or even, just some fresh, like, squeezed orange.
Sure.
Maybe a lemon or a lime would actually, like, make it come alive more. I don't think that's a bad idea. Natter Days, it's like strawberry lemonade and beer.
I said it was an alcoholic Capri Sun.
Yeah, that's fair. And it's like 4-point-somethings. It's so good. But the ice part of this is really fun.
I really like that about it too.
But yeah, I agree. It could use a little kick.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little, not totally, but it reminds me a little bit of a Blue Moon. Just like kind of like a fruity, but there's still a beer, like it still tastes like beer, you know?
Yeah.
I almost picked Blue Moon, actually. That was like my other top contender.
Any other ones? Any other top contenders?
Yeah. Strongbow.
Dry cider.
Any dry cider is like perfection. But Strongbow can be hard to find. And I also just was like, I don't want to go to like more than one place and like be around a bunch of people trying to get this fucking specific cider that I used to have. I don't want to go through.
That's fair.
Yeah, but that was another,
Now,
lot of ciders are too sweet. A lot of ciders will screw you.
Yeah, too sweet?
Not this sweet? I'm almost done with my slush.
Really good.
Yeah. I'm just a thirsty boy.
It's grown on me. I'm a sweet boy. You know what would have been
a thirsty, tall, sweet boy.
You know what I should have said, and viewers can do at their own homes? So we blended it with Miller Lite, including the ice cubes. Maybe do a pour it into more beer.
Or
give it a big ass float.
Agreed. Yeah.
To really drive it home.
Yeah. That'll get you drunk.
But let me tell you, Rob, I wish you could join us because I'm having a great flavor refreshment.
I'm super jealous. I'm not gonna lie. It's on me. I just ran out of time yesterday and was lazy this morning. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
No. That's what you're gonna do.
That's right. You could be jealous of our sweet, sweet cocktails.
I am.
I'm having a Stegner slushy. AKA Jesse's Light Ice.
take a Jesse's Light Ice.
What? Okay, alt for the the name. Jesse's Icy Cold Grip of Fun. She likes it. It's on my face. That's a fun, I'm having fun face.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm literally almost done. But luckily, I got a half a pitcher left of it.
I was just going to say.
And no other recordings today.
Nope, not at all.
Just me.
My boy.
We have one more recording after this. And it's going to be a showstopper. Yeah. Tall Boy Summer continues. Tune into the next episode.
No spoilers.
In 1 week's time. Jesse, you have to give the cocktail a letter grade. That's also part of the segment.
Okay. Okay. I give it an A because it's named after me. So.
Yay! We'll take an A.
Because A's get degrees.
That's right.
That's true. Have you guys ever gotten like an F?
Maybe.
We've gotten like a D before.
We definitely gotten a D before.
Was it merited or were they just being dicks?
Well, it's hard because like.
I don't remember.
I'll usually make the cocktail based on what I think would highlight the flavor of the thing. But if there's something else in it that somebody doesn't like, you know, that's fair.
That's tough.
I don't ever take it personally. Yeah.
Don't take anything personally ever, Josh.
Oh, fuck.
You're a sweet boy.
The sweet boy. You know, I don't think anyone's given it a shitty grade just to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it
wasn't warranted.
Yeah.
That wasn't warranted. Yeah, and sometimes people don't like stuff, but we talk it out and we try to figure out where their palate lies.
We listen and we learn.
That's right. Right. Hashtag Tallboy Summer. That's the first rule of Tallboy Summer. Listen, learn,
adapt.
Yeah, and then love.
Okay. Oh, sweet boy.
Classic. Jesse, we're out of segments.
Oh my gosh. No more segments.
Yeah. Unless you want to tell people where to see you or see what you're doing or things that you're into, where can they put their eyeballs, earballs, fingerballs?
Oh, man. What am I into? You know, not too long ago, I was working on television shows, but then
all right, braggart.
Hollywood closed, and now I just sit at home and do improv for kids. The shows that I worked on before this, one day will hit Netflix, but they're not there yet. So, you know what? In the meantime, just watch Netflix, and then eventually...
Keep watching Netflix.
Keep watching it. Just watch subscribe. All of it. Watching it. And then eventually, you know, at some point you'll hit something and the credits will roll of something and you're like, is that Jesse's name? But you won't go back because you got more Netflix to watch.
If you even watch the credits, watch the next episode.
Oh my God, you're right. It'll just autoplay the next episode. What am I even fucking saying? Yeah.
Independent of what's coming out soon or later, what on Netflix do you like right now or that you've loved to watch previously?
Oh man, that is the silver lining of this quarantine. I have discovered a lot of great television. The first thing that pops in my head, this was a show I watched a little bit ago. It's called Feel Good. It's on Netflix. And it's about this stand-up comedian who is Canadian and she moves to Britain and she is, she's a recovering drug addict and it's just her life, just being a comedian in another country and falling in love and just living her life. It's really sweet and just like a lovely set of like eight quick short episodes. It's very, very
perfect. Eight episodes.
Yeah, it was an autoplay actually. It was one of those like autoplay trailers for like 2 days. Mm-hmm. And no, usually when I see those, that makes me mad. I'm like, don't tell me what to watch.
I call that low wintering sun me. Don't low winter sun me.
Yeah, I don't fucking, I decide.
I'll watch what I want.
Yeah, but that played, and I was like, "I'll give you a pilot. I'll give you 25 minutes of my time."
Yeah,
and then I watched the entire season in a night. Like nice. I watched it all that night. So
easy to do.
It's great.
Love it.
You know what else I watched recently, now that I have you?
But please, tell me. We want to know. And we want our viewers to know.
So that's a more recent, I'll also name a throwback, because I never watched Community when it was on.
Ever?
I know. Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I just never watched it. It's just, there's just so much TV. And yeah. It's on Netflix, and I was like, oh, this is lovely. This is so... That paintball episode, man, in season one, I was like, I'm in for a treat. Yeah.
Have you finished it?
I finished it yesterday.
Nice. I really like Community. I think it gets up its own ass a little bit in the later seasons. Mm-hmm. Jim Rash is so good.
Oh, he's like so good.
Constant. Oh, so good. He's so funny.
When he collapses, when he sees Jeff, and he like falls down, I think about that all the time. Like, just how funny, physically funny. It's just like, it's just so good.
All those costumes. He's so good.
The costumes are great. That great runner of Brit just saying, I lived in New York, is just never not funny. Like, I lived in New York. With like the same cadence, it feels like every time almost. Really great. That was such a hidden gem that I knew was good and like people said was good. It just like was just something that like never.
That was Parks and Rec for me. That was
everybody's first got a show.
Orange King show. Real quick, Netflix, Great British Baking Show.
Heard of it?
Nadia, I think that's her name.
Yeah.
She has her own baking show.
Is it good? Did you watch it?
It's so good. It's so good.
There's
a little bit too much, like, this will save you time-ness about it. It's well shot. I enjoy hanging out with her, looking at all the bakes and stuff. Like, it's so fun. Oh, man. It's like my new comfort show.
Oh, good to know. Okay. Cool. I need another just like show of like, I don't want to follow anything. It's like you have your shows that are like, I'm into story, I want to follow everything. And you have your other shows where you're like, the world is on fire.
Wash over me. Bathe me in entertainment.
Bathe me in entertainment. That's good. I'm using that.
Done.
Netflix made me an entertainment.
Bobby, any Netflix recs?
I am watching Glow for the first time.
That's a good one. I still haven't finished the third season.
I'm in the middle of the third season. I'm liking it overall. There's some stuff where I'm like, I feel like this storyline wrapped up quickly or came out of nowhere. But overall, I like it. I think it's Alison Brie is very good. And I only started watching it because I finished Community. I was like, I like Alison Brie. She's very good, but it doesn't hurt that she's very cute. But I'm also watching. She's married, and I'm an ugly man. But she's very good. Glow's a lot of fun, and I just thought. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
No, you go.
I was just gonna say Betty Gilpin is also just like.
God, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, and she's. Oh my God, she's so good in it.
Yeah. And I've been, I got HBO Max as well.
Oh, you did? I did.
I got it too.
It's good. So I've been watching the Harry Potter movies because I'm reading the books. And so I'm like, I haven't seen the movies in forever. So I'm like, I'll read a book and then watch a movie just to be like, what do they get? What do they do? What do they keep?
Right.
Yeah.
I need to get it because I have a friend who worked on something that's on. I got to get it.
I'm excited for the anime stuff because there's a lot of those movies that there's are like cultural touchstones that I've never seen.
There's a bunch of stuff on there that I was very surprised how much is on there and how much I'm like excited to actually watch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've pushed all the streaming services.
Disney Plus.
Oh, I got my nephew Disney Plus for his birthday this month.
That's a great gift.
Freaked out, and he doesn't know like streaming, so he's like. Uncle Josh got me all these DVDs, and it was just he's five, I think. I just melted. My sister sent me a video of him like turning it on for the first time because I made him his own kids account, and it's like Spider-Man, and he loves Spider-Man. So he's like, "Is it Spider-Man? That's my name." I died. It was so good.
That's really
good.
And it's also for me. I'm a good uncle. Bobby, anything you want to push? You want to shove in people's faces?
Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at Rob Grabo, R-O-B-G-R-A-B-O. That's it.
Perfect.
Josh, anything you want to push?
Yep. Pop and Pod on all your social accounts. You can see me at Josh Scovia Sucks, S-U-X, on Twitter. I will not spell my last name because it's just how it sounds. Be better. We talked about this earlier. Be better. We're going to have Diamond Days. Don't let quarantine change you for the worse. No. Let quarantine change you for the better.
Yeah.
I mean, do your best, though.
Yeah.
Do your best.
Do your best.
But do better. That's it. We've pushed everything. We've drank everything. We have one last thing to do before we let you go.
Okay.
Bother your roommate, and that is our end of the podcast. Cheers.
Just put in the chat.
Rob Grabowski put in the chat for us. Oh,
put a toast in it.
Yeah.
Do I say that?
We'll all say that together.
And the count.
Okay.
One. Our last thing to do before we let anybody go is our end of the podcast cheers. So reach for the beverage that's closest to you and repeat the end of the podcast cheers after me. Right now, I'm queuing us all up to say it, and we're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to raise our glass, and we're all going to say it together. And that happens right now. You heard?
Whatever your glass.
Toasted.
Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do.
If you were a spy and you had to pick your code name, what would it be?
When I was in high school,
oh boy,
I was the editor of the school newspaper and people called me Chief like we were in a television show. And I fucking loved it. Chief. I did. So I'd want people to call me Chief, even if I wasn't the chief of the mission. It'll be a misdirect.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, people will think I'm more important than I am. I need